Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a lot of good options for the Commanders with the second pick. And this is what I try to keep reminding people. Seems like everyone gets very upset at any notion other than the guy they want isn't going to get drafted. So if you're a Daniels guy and you hear May, you're angry or vice versa. That really shouldn't be what this is. They could get May, who might be Justin Herbert. They could get Jaden Daniels, who you could dream on becoming Lamar Jackson. They may get J.J. McCarthy, who you can dream on becoming...
I'm trying to think of someone with a low ceiling.
Brock Purdy?
I guess.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not even trying to be disrespectful.
No, I know.
Yeah, I don't have
Purdy's good, man.
Who do we think?
There's some Cousins-like attributes,
maybe
honestly.
Kirk Cousins? Yeah. Oh, okay, I'll take that. Good options. What's the worst thing? What could they do that would actually make you the most mad? And by the way, I'm not trying to steer you away from saying picking one of those guys.
No, I understand.
Like, if you think the worst thing they could do when they're on the clock at two is take Daniels because you think he's a bust, or May because you think everyone's wrong and the guy's just going to be horrendous, that's fine. 800-636-1067. But of all the options, the opposite of Argo, with a bunch of good options, in my opinion, what is the thing that they could do with the second pick that would actually make you the most mad? Danny, you go first.
So of the all the options that exist is to do the Rivera and find a quarterback later. I don't think that's what they're going to do.
Hang on. So you're just saying don't draft a QB?
Yeah. So they go, we don't like any of the guys.
Okay, let's set ground rules so no one tries to do bad bits. So trade up, trade back, or then you're taking one of the three.
Yeah, trade up bad. I would not like that. I think that's foolish.
The thing that makes you the most
that's
angry.
The thing that would make me the most angry. And again, I wouldn't be angry. Like, Rivera made me angry. That wouldn't make me angry. I'd go, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't stay at two, and I wouldn't take a McCarthy. But I wouldn't be moved to anger, because the whole point is we're trying to find the highest ceiling quarterback with all the means at our disposal. No one will care how he's acquired if the dude is as good as they think he is, right? So to me, if that's the risk, that's the gamble, okay, that's fine. Whether I would have done it or not is different. But to me, trading up, if there's, I'd be moved to, that doesn't seem right. Like, that's as far as I would go. I don't think I have anger in a draft other than not ending up with a QB.
I'll be angry if they trade up, for sure.
You'd be angry?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think you need to. I don't think there's a big enough gap or gap's probably wrong because maybe Williams talent-wise has a pretty substantial difference from the other guys, but there's certainly not a big enough discrepancy, in my opinion, of certainty of how good they're going to be. So, yeah, you'd have to give up picks this year, picks next year. No, thank you. I would be really upset if they trade up. But I'm actually going to go with a different one. I'm going to say trade back out of the top four, and then you don't end up with one of the big four. Used to be a big three. It's kind of become a big four. So, in other words, if they trade back to three with New England and they still get Daniels or May, okay. If they trade back to four with the Cardinals or whatever team comes up, let's say the Vikings trade up to four to Arizona and then trade up again to two or whatever. If they trade back to four and they still get a QB, maybe that's May or McCarthy. Great. I'd even say five, if I could put it in pencil, would be fine with the Chargers or whoever comes up there, assuming they're still a fourth quarterback. But the thing that would make me the most angry is if they trade back and miss out on the four. That's my answer. yours is a good one, too, in terms of the trade-up.
Yeah.
I can't miss out. I think I've got to stay in the top four because I need to make sure. It's the only way I can guarantee myself one of those four guys.
Yeah, I mean, the math works there, certainly. Unless something happens where you know Arizona's not moving and they're taking Marvin Harrison or something, right? Like, that's the only way that you could go to five or lower and do it.
Do you care at all that Harrison's done nothing?
Yeah, I do. Now,
I mean, I don't even mean, like, I'm not going to run at the combine. He didn't go to the combine. He's like, yeah, I'm good, thanks. And then he did nothing at his pro day. Whereas a lot of the guys that didn't do anything at their combine, they said, well, I want to make sure people come see me at my pro day because my teammates will benefit from all the people that will be there. I think that's a good answer an agent gave you, but okay, that's something. Marvin Harrison said, oh, they're at the pro day, seeing all my teammates? Cool, I won't do anything there either. He's like, you saw my film. I don't need you. Just new school player empowerment move.
Yeah, I know I'm an old curmudgeon, and I like people showing eagerness for the job that they don't have yet. You know what I mean? Like a veteran NFL wide receiver being asked to work out or something, I'd go, no, probably not. I don't need to do that. I just went for 1,200 last year or whatever. He's not in the league yet. He's going to be, and someone's going to take him very high, and they should. He's an unbelievable wide receiver.
Yeah, I might be a hypocrite because I am both annoyed and find it to be off-putting, but I would also take him in a heartbeat at like 8.
Yeah.
Having said that, to see Rome Odunze work out the way he did, I was thrilled by Malik Nabers' workout, who I love. I think Malik Nabers will be a top 10 receiver in the NFL. I think the world of him. He ran an incredible 40 at his pro day, did every, you know, hey, come on and watch me. I don't need to have better film. I just had 1,500 yards and 14 touchdowns. But in the meantime, I'm going to work my ass off while you're here as well. Like, I like that. I like a guy that's doing everything he can. He doesn't have to. He's going in the top 10. He knows that. So maybe I would take him at 4 over Harrison and just say I like the cut of his jib. I like he's the other guy's dad is one of the great receivers in the league. There's bloodlines there. You're pretty confident in it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, his dad's Marvin Harrison. He's kind of saying I don't really need this. It just feels like he's above it all.
Yeah, which I don't love.
He's pretty damn good.
No, he's great. I mean, he's as good a receiver prospect as you're gonna find.
Maserati Marv. As Gus Johnson said 800 times for every Ohio State game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.